You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, we're going to be talking about how to improve your relationships with mind-heart technology. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today we're going to be talking about love. And I know that our podcast is really for entrepreneurs, but it is ultimately about learning how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. So we're going to focus on love today. And we are going to do it with my lovely guest. Her name is Linda McIsaac. So first off, welcome to Live, Love, Engage, Linda.
Thank you, Gloria.
Well, we are glad to have you here. And let me tell you a little bit about this lady. She is the president of Excite Incorporated. She is an entrepreneur, a scientist, educator, author, and speaker. And she discovered the different innate abilities that people are born with based on the way they think and how to measure them with an online assessment called Exciting Insight. And she now has been able to apply this science of mind technology in many areas of a person's life, I should say, to help them better understand themselves and others. And now that sounds maybe a little bit more data, but she's also, as I said at the beginning, she's going to be talking to us about love because she's actually co-written a book with her daughter called To Connect, and which talks about this mind-to-heart technology of Excite to help you find a soulmate or improve an existing relationship. And so let's get started and kind of dive into that a little bit deeper, Linda, and tell us how can your book help someone to, how about maybe first, just to improve an existing relationship?
Well, love is something that romantic love, I should define love a little bit here, has in today's world has gone to online dating sites, okay? Mm-hmm. And love is more than clicks and swipes. And what people are finding from the research is that they're not getting to authenticity of who that individual is. Mm. And we are seeing that 37% of the young people in 20 to 30 are not even checking out a mate. And yet we know that love is really the basis for who we are and what we do. And when you give in love, you also get back. And love is that core foundation. And so if you're happy at home, you will also be happy at work and the rest of your life and with your family. And I started out working with businesses in helping them understand who their people are and aligning their God-given natural gifts with work, with the way they learn, and relationships. And one day, Stieg popped up and said, you know, Linda, wouldn't this apply to my love life? The rest is history, Gloria. It's been 15 years for Stieg and Angie, and they are a power couple that these four steps that we'll talk about today align perfectly together in the ultimate type of love relationship. And I think the young people, as well as those older that might be a widow like myself, they need to know that there's more to there's a kind of a logic. there's this tool that you can use in four steps to help you really find a long-term relationship. And that's what's really important today.
That's awesome. So how did your daughter get involved in this with you?
Well, I had two bad mistakes and did not align myself correctly. And my daughter had one divorce. And as everyone knows, that is very painful because you start out and you are very excited about that person, and you know, maybe you even get married, have children. You know, we refer to the 7-year itch. Well, by that time you've really had it with somebody that you're not a good match. And my daughter had that happen to her. As a mother, it was really painful to me to watch, as well as my own situation. And so I want every woman out there to realize that there is a match, a way to have a better match, or look at your current relationship in these four steps and say, okay, honey, let's talk to try to figure out how we can have a long-term, mutually beneficial, intimate relationship that works. And for my daughter, she's very different in these four steps than I am. And I'll share that if you'd like to walk through those four steps for our audience.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be my next question, because it's like, okay, spill. Tell us what these steps are already. I'm dying to know.
Well, what we discovered 20 years ago is that the way your mind takes in information, how you make your decisions, and how you keep it in your mind really differs. And ages ago, I was a teacher, school superintendent, and of course, this made sense to me. Well, and I started out with a IT company, but I sold it, and I said, we really are not paying attention to people. What, you know, what motivates them? What makes them tick? And so this first step we call Weaver and Driver Mind. And you could be anywhere in between. But basically, I'll describe me. I'm the driver. Okay. I'm the data analyst. My mind goes step by step by step by step. And I really focus in on goals and objectives. And I sometimes, you know, was not very aware of people around me because I was so focused on it, the numbers. Okay. And so you in the audience, are you like me or now like my daughter? Okay. Megan is a horse whisperer. So I'm sitting here on this lovely 20 acres and there she is down there training people to ride dressage. And she can do three things at once. She's actually talking to her coach on the phone. She might be training somebody else in the arena, and she might be on another phone because she's got two phones.
Oh, goodness. So,
Weaver mind can do three things at once. Okay, so either you're like me, the kind of the data scientist thing, or your Weaver mind can do three things at once. And it's really exciting for me to watch her. she's very intuitive about people. Very good at just ideas pop into her mind. Okay. Me, I got to use my steps and go slow and think about it. And so that first question for you in the audience is, are you a weaver or a driver? One isn't better than another, but that answer to that question will determine predictive behaviors that you have that lead to your happiness. And that's where we're going in this discussion. And so item number two. Okay, now think about who you are, okay? I think light years out there. And I think about it in my steps that I use. I deal with very abstract kinds of things. I can actually rotate things around in my mind because I'm highly visual. But there are some people that are short term. And this was kind of proven out in the marshmallow study by Stanford, that some people are short term. They want their rewards right now. They kind of live for the day. Again, not good or bad. It's just that some people live for that day and want that reward for the day or for the week. They like tangible things. They love to work with their bodies. They're good, really good with their hands, maybe woodworking. Maybe they're really fast on the computer and data entry. Because again, we found that the short-term people really are very physical in nature and want those rewards right away. My daughter and I are both long-term in that we're thinking about the future. And there's two things very important about long-term people in that they're very good with words or they're very good with numbers. Gloria, I know you're a word woman.
But I'm very much the I can see myself more in that short-term type of thing because I'm also very good. I'm a very fast typist, for instance.
Well, anyway, you have to ask yourself, do you live more for the day? Are you very physical in nature? Or does your excitement in life, your passion come out in writing or theater, acting? I got to encourage you to go to the
long term. Okay, now I'm swinging back the other way.
And so... what happened with those two is that we started doing our little regression models and factor analysis. We would go out and we worked with the U.S. military. We worked with CBS television quite extensively and found that, again, it was significant, statistically significant, what we were measuring. So there's two more that I promise you. And these will sound kind of familiar. People seem to be have feelings, of course. Everyone has feelings. And then there's a logic part of a person. But some people have their feelings on top. And so my daughter has her feelings on top. And those feelings that she have may come out first. If something upsets her, she might cry more easily than somebody else. Myself, the logic woman, I look at the problem and I say, okay, what steps do we take to solve the problem? I have feelings, but I may not express them as much as my daughter. And so we all have feelings, we all have logic. So, audience, think about yourself. If you were driving down the road and you hit an animal, would that really upset you? You'd pull over, you might cry, or would you be more like Linda and say, okay, it was a bird and I need to get to whatever and I'm just going to keep trying. There's nothing I can do for the poor thing. So think of that continuum. Are you more feeling oriented? Are you more logic oriented? The fourth, and where we're going here, I want to offer your audience a free passcode that they can go online at excite.com and actually go through these four dichotomies with 28 questions. And get a 15-page report, because that tool can help you align in your love life, in your work, how you learn. And don't get going on how we learn, because we disenfranchise 30% of our population because we don't deliver instruction in the way they learn best. So God gave us all these gifts. how many people realize the gifts that they have and listen to their inner self, mm-hmm. and not necessarily to the environment that may not be telling them things that are good for them.
That's true. Absolutely. All right. Well, I will get that information at the end. I'll make sure. So let's go to step four. What's step four?
Okay. So step four is, where do we get our energy? And this may sound on one end of the continuum of a shy, quiet person. And, you know, that's basically who I was growing up. I would listen first, mm-hmm. be very quiet. When I talk, well, now that I'm older, I'm very opinionated. So
I know that's the great thing about getting older.
When we look at a singular person, you might be a singular person. You might listen first always, mm-hmm. and then you make a comment. You might be very shy. If you were to walk into a room, you'd be the person quiet on the outside. Mm-hmm. You may be hesitant to approach somebody in a love kind of situation because you're more of a quiet person. And you may be a person that, because you are shy or more introverted, you need to recharge your battery. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage people that, again, there's no good or bad or anything about this. It's knowing those God-given gifts that you have, that you're a shy person. You think your way your mind works. You want that information in before you're going to make a statement. And so that shy person, make sure you take time to recharge that battery. Mm. If you are working in cubes that have noise all around you all day, it's going to drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I think, you know, on the other end of that continuum now, okay, one of my husbands was a very outgoing professor, okay? Mm-hmm. So I could come home and there'd be people all over the place, no place for me to be quiet. And he would want to go morning, noon, and night because that's where he got his energy. Mm. And so what was exciting to watch in him is that he would be even better at coming up with ideas, because he was a weaver and I'm a driver. And so more and more good ideas, inventing things, and that's where he got his energy. He had to be out there to get the interaction with people. So whether you are like me, quiet and shy most of the time, I'm sitting here in my Zoom room, and I will for the rest of the day studying, or you're more like an outgoing person that is intuitive and loves interacting with people and really has a sixth sense about people. Mm-hmm. And so these are four of the things that we found contribute to identifying your God-given gifts that you have. And you need to pay attention to them. You need to know who they are. Mm-hmm. My mission in the book To Connect is to actually teach you about this, because if you're looking for a soulmate, you can now say, okay, I can, on online dating sites, you could ask questions to find out whether they align with where you found yourself on these four, or passcode that you're going to get that 15-page report. How similar or dissimilar are they? And what kind of difference that makes at home in your daily life. Mm. And it all starts with the love and excitement of sharing that with a person. And you need to think about this. And so we call it, you know, the mind to heart technology. And it's kind of crazy thinking I'm a data scientist to discover this, but it works. And it's worked for many years. And that's why I decided to write the book and share this with the world. I appreciate you having me on, Gloria, so we could talk about it and encourage especially women to look for those long-term relationships. The divorce rate is going up. It's gone up 50 to 55. And the young people are questioning long-term marriages. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving you a tool that will help in that wonderful, magical feeling of being in love.
Mm, that's awesome. Well, I was, as you were talking, just all sorts of questions were popping up in my head. And so I'm just trying to like jot down notes so I don't forget them. So one thing I want to ask you about is that, you know, they always say like opposites attract. And so you're saying to use this rapport to help you find a soulmate. So are you trying to find someone that's sort of complementary, or maybe is kind of strong in areas that you're weak, possibly? What would you recommend to someone?
That's a really good question. Those first dichotomies, it's really important that you have a match on, and that's Weaver driver, singular, short-term, long-term.
Okay.
The other two, you might have some differences, but the true soulmate is going to be an identical match from our research.
Yeah,
okay. And you might say, well, gosh, that could be boring. But if you're in a long-term relationship and you think about your daily living, if someone is opposite of you, and quite frankly, it can wear on you. And eventually at some point you may say, I've had it.
Yeah.
Because what we discovered is that you have these predictive behaviors and you have these wonderful gifts, but these gifts all say create an environment where you're most happy.
Mm.
And so, you know, if for me, I need an environment that's organized. I can't come home to total disaster and noise and everything else going on.
Right.
And what all of you are going to find when you sign in for your report, again, are more about your intrinsic motivations and what motivates you, because you need to recognize that, yes, you have these gifts, but how do you create that also that environment for you to be happy and share love? And so the first book is about love. The second book will be coming out soon to help parents with education.
Mm.
And the third one, I'll be going back to what we do in prison and workforce centers and sharing that information as well. If you have any more questions, Gloria?
Well, one other one is that, have you found that people can change as they get older, you know, as they learn and grow? And I kind of have an idea. I'm thinking possibly maybe in some areas, but not in the intrinsic ones maybe that you were talking about.
I'll give myself as an example.
Okay.
I know that my driver mind, it would never change. Mm. Okay. And I know what I love to do and what my passion is. The one area that I have changed is being more understanding of people, making more direct eye contact, more affirmation about who they are. Being much more aware. I know that I'm more comfortable in my numbers. I'm not comfortable going out and giving presentations, but I've made myself do that. And I love the interaction with people now. And I'm not afraid of people, because again, I think I was as a quiet person afraid of those interactions. And so yes, I think in the other two areas of, you know, feelings and things, especially that you can again recognize that, hey, you might not like it, but you know, I want to share this tool, so I'm going to be on the circuit, folks. I will talk to any group you want. I have mastered my Zooming.
Very good. I love it. Yeah, well, that's confirmed what I suspected. So I want to take this test for sure. So how about you share with our listeners and viewers how they can be able to access that information?
Okay. We have a site where you can ask questions. We have a site that you can participate in research that's ongoing. That site also, you can buy a book directly. It's called the number two, connectbook.com.
Okay.
And again, I enjoy Zooming. We will be offering more opportunities to connect with people. You know, I'm trying to build landing pages and all these things. So I want everyone in the world to know that indeed there's more than clicks and swipes and mm-hmm. pictures of people. Yeah. It's the gifts you were born with. And you do have these predictive behaviors and intrinsic motivations that you need to recognize because it's your happiness.
Mm. Oh, awesome. Well, I really am glad that we had some time to talk today and for you to share this information. I am very much interested in seeing my results. So I'm going to have to go check that out as well and look at all your other research because it's very fascinating and it is so important. I do believe it's so helpful to know about yourself because that is, you know, how we be able to interact with people. And I've, you know, definitely see areas where I made some mistakes in certain relationships. And because I when hearing you describe it now, I can see, we were coming from two different ways of thinking and approaching things. So I appreciate you being here for that. So thank you again. And make sure I will have in the show notes, but it's to connect with the number 2book.com. So make sure you go and check that out. And I wish you all the success with all of the books that you have, the upcoming ones as well as this one. So thank you for being with us today, Linda.
Thank you for the opportunity, Gloria, and I'll get your passcode out right now.
Okay. Awesome. Well, and thank you, everyone out there listening. And if you had some, hopefully received some value today, I encourage you to leave us a review on iTunes or comment on the YouTube video if you're watching there, because I do read those. And so I would love to know what you had to say. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.